are back. Playoffs officially are underway. We've got two games on the schedule tonight. Game two of the Brooklyn Philly series and game two of the Golden State Sacramento series. So looking forward to it. Playoffs have been, first 2 days were pretty nice.
Yeah. Heck yeah, man. It's been awesome. I've watched way too much basketball this weekend, but I do love the playoffs, man. Just can't wait to keep them going, so.
Yeah, of course. It is Ethan speaking, joined by Chris, and we're here to break down these two games on the slate tonight.
Yeah, I mean, both these teams already played, so I will say that Golden State-Sacramento game Saturday night was a great, fantastic game, so hopefully it's another good one tonight.
Oh, yeah, that's potentially the best of this the entire playoffs so far.
Yeah, that was a great game, so.
Yeah, but not much else to talk about, so.
No, might as well just get in and let's knock them out.
Yeah, of course, if you are watching on YouTube, hit the thumbs up, subscribe if you haven't. If you're listening in podcast form, follow us on the platform, download today's episode, leave a rating if you can. Everything is always appreciated. Let's go ahead and jump into the first game on the slate. We have got game two of Brooklyn Nets facing the Philadelphia 76ers. Sixers are 10-point favorites with an over and a total of 213.5. We have no injuries on the report tonight.
Yeah, that's awesome. Some of the prices on DraftKings also came down, so it's really nice. You got Mikal Bridges tonight at $7,700, dropped $900 after putting up almost 40. So, man, I'll go right back to him here again. I mean, he's from Philadelphia, so why not?
Yeah. Yeah, $8,400 on FanDuel. Still don't mind it. He put up 38 in the last game, but I mean, $8,400, it's not bad. Only a 2-game slate, so.
Well, yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it's nice to see some of these guys' prices come down. Cameron Johnson came from 64 down to 5,800. So, they're definitely making these guys intriguing plays tonight.
Yeah, Cam Johnson, 5,700 is a very nice play, too.
Yeah, heck yeah. I mean, played small forward, power forward, so I got no problems going back there. I mean, Spencer Dinwiddie, $7,200. Another guy here who got a little bit of a price drop, not quite as much. Didn't have the greatest game one, but, I mean, only took 12 shot attempts. I kind of feel like that's going to go up a little bit, but, I mean, I don't mind that at that price either.
Yeah, I actually really liked Dinwiddie. 25% usage rate in the first game. Shot 5 for 12 and actually missed a lot of lobs, missed a lot of passes too. So if he can just clean that up, he should be a lot better tonight.
Yeah, that's the same thing I'm kind of thinking.
But that's about it. I will say, just if you're looking for a total shot in the dark, Dayron Sharpe did pick up 17 minutes in the last game. Maybe you can get Claxton in some early foul trouble tonight. And $4,300 on FanDuel, you can play Sharpe at the power forward spot too.
Yeah, I'm with you there too. I like that. You can't only play him at the center spot on DraftKings, but I mean, $3,300, this guy's a great fantasy producer, especially if he's going to get at least 15 or more minutes. So not a bad cheap option there if you need a cheap center. But Claxton on DraftKings also came down in price, $6,600. So, I mean, like I said, these guys, he came down $600. So it's definitely, I got more interest in him now than I did in game one just because the prices are down. But, I mean, Claxton, $6,600, I don't mind that, even with Embiid on the other side.
No, definitely like him at that price.
Yeah, so kind of nice. Are you going back to Finney Smith?
I don't even know. He played 17 minutes.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
It's not even like he was in foul trouble or anything.
Nah, only had one foul, so it wasn't foul trouble or anything. So, I mean, I don't really know what's going on. Royce O'Neal, though, got 28 minutes.
Yeah.
And he's $4,400 now, small forward, power forward. So, another guy here, man, I got interest in. This whole team looks a whole lot better than they did on Saturday.
Yeah, see, Royce O'Neal is 300 more than Dorian Finney-Smith, so I think I'd rather just pay up and go with Royce O'Neal at that point.
Yeah, right. I agree. So, but, I mean, other than that, that's pretty much the whole team.
Yeah, that is it for me for Brooklyn. So we can jump to Philly. I actually don't mind paying up for Embiid here. He's 11-4 on FanDuel. Think he actually came down in price a little bit. If you can get Brooklyn just keeping this game a little closer, should take more shots, should have even more usage. Had a 30.5% usage rate in that first game. So 11-4, don't mind paying up for Embiid tonight.
Yeah, he's 10-6 on DraftKings, so he got a nice little price drop too. But I'm with you there. I mean, only took 15 shot attempts. I feel like that's a little low too. It could go up. But I'm with you. If you really just need Brooklyn to keep this thing close, which I feel like some of these games are going to be closer. Brooklyn just looked pretty bad Saturday, so I'm with you. I don't mind going to him at all at 10-6, though.
Yeah, definitely. Another guy that I don't mind either is Tobias Harris, just for price alone, 6,100. He put up 34 in the first game in 28 minutes. He even had a 24% usage rate.
Gosh, yeah, he played fantastic that first game.
Yeah, and I mean,
would you say his price was
6,100?
Yeah, 6K on DraftKings. So yeah, got no issues with that either.
Yeah, just think that's a good price for him.
Yeah, and if you think this game goes the same way, though, I know we just gave you a cheaper center on the other side, but I do think you could possibly look at Paul Reed here at 3,500. I mean, he picked up 13 minutes, but I think regardless, he's going to get between 13 and 15 minutes a game to backing up Embiid here. So another just cheaper center if you think you need one.
Yeah, he got 21 in 12 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Both these centers are kind of good fantasy producers. They can just get those minutes.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on the guards tonight?
Well, Harden came down in price. I don't understand that. He just put up 53 fantasy points and he came down $300 to 9K. So absolutely still love that. I mean, I liked him at 9,300, but 9K. And then Tyrese Maxey, I really liked him in the last game, but he was 8,400. So it was hard to pay that price tag. Well, now he's 6,700. Yeah. So I got no issues going there. You can play him point guard, shooting guard, like the matchup on the other side with him. So 6,700 Tyrese Maxey looks a whole lot better than he did the other day.
Yep. Harden 9,500, Maxey 6,800 on FanDuel. Don't mind either of them tonight.
No, not at all. I mean, it's nice to see Maxey's price finally coming down because that 8,400, that was just crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty high for Maxey.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyone else?
Anybody else you like?
No.
I mean, I do think if you just need the price savings, I mean, De'Anthony Melton at 4,500, I mean, did play 22 minutes. I think he's probably, that's probably what we're looking at. He's going to be in that 20 minutes, 21 minutes. So 4,500, I mean, he can go out there and get 20 fantasy points, put up 20 and a quarter in 22 minutes against them Saturday. So just a cheaper option here if you need one.
Yeah, I like it.
But you going back to PJ Tucker?
I mean, he had a heck of a game, put up 32 on FanDuel, but he's 4,200. And there's a good chance he gets in a couple.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I'll have him in a few, but I mean, yeah, I can't see PJ Tucker. I can't see him repeating that.
Yeah, no way.
Yeah. So that's really it for me.
Yep. That is it for me too. So we can jump into the second game. We got game two of the Golden State Warriors facing the Sacramento Kings. Warriors are 1.5-point favorites with an over under total of 240. Injuries you got. Looks like all you got is Jordan Poole is questionable.
Is he questionable?
Yeah, questionable.
Go ahead, you can start us.
All right, kickstarting it with Golden State. I actually got a couple people here that I like. I'm going to go right back to Draymond Green. 6,600 on FanDuel. Think he actually went down in price. Draymond Green only gets better when all the guys are healthy. You got Wiggins back now. I mean, you saw he just had 11 assists. He even had 24 potential assists in that game. Led the entire first game for across all teams in the playoffs in passes and potential assists. So when his team's fully healthy, Draymond Green's good.
No, I'm with you. And the same thing on DraftKings went down in price, $6,100. I'm kind of seeing what DraftKings is doing now tonight. They're lowering everybody's prices. So it's, you know, you really got no payups to really speak of too much tonight. So it's making a lot of guys in that 8K, 9K range. And it's going to just, you're going to have to pick between them. But yeah, Draymond is 6,100. I mean, Andrew Wiggins, they lowered his price. I mean, he played 28 minutes out the gate, so he just dropped $200 in price. He's $5,900. I mean, this guy is probably a game or two away from being put back in the starting lineup. So, I mean, even if you tell me he's getting 28 minutes at $5,900, man, I have a lot of interest in Wiggins.
Yeah, $6,300 on FanDuel. Like him again, he was one of my favorite plays in the last game. And, I mean, he even shot 1-for-8 from 3.
Yeah, I mean, he was 6,100 in that game, and now he's 5,900, and he'll probably go out there and play 30 minutes tonight.
Yeah, definitely like Wiggins.
Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, Like I said, it's kind of what DraftKings is doing here. Steph Curry, $9,600, just dropped $800. Got no issues going right back to him. Took 20 field goal attempts. And 14 of those were three-pointers. So, absolutely, yeah. I'll roll right back with Curry at 9,600.
Yeah, 10K even on FanDuel. Definitely like him tonight.
Yeah, and if Jordan Poole were to happen to sit, I think it makes Curry look even better.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Another guy that I do really like is Kevon Looney. Played 32 minutes in that first game against Sacramento, put up 28 on FanDuel. I think they like him out there matching up with Sabonis, and he did a pretty good job on him in the first game, so should see his big minutes again tonight.
Yeah, we talked about it on Saturday. He was one of my favorite center plays. Didn't quite do what I was hoping. I was hoping for a little bit more, but he came down in price $200, so $5,200. Yeah, I'm right there with you. I feel like this is playoffs now. I think they're going to want Looney out there as much as possible.
Yep. I mean, he even held Sabonis to shooting, 5 for 17 in that first game?
Yeah, Sabonis did suck at shooting.
Yeah. So I definitely like Looney again here tonight.
Yeah. Also like Clay again. Had a great game the first game, 40 points, fantasy points. I'll go right back there. 19 shot attempts in that game. He came down in price $6,900. So, everybody on DraftKings came down in price. So it's definitely just going to be a cluster of guys right there between that 6 and 9K range tonight that you're going to have to choose between. But
yeah,
some of them are good here. So,
yeah, I think that is it for the Warriors for me.
Yeah, if Jordan Poole does, if he's cleared and he is good to go and come out and play, he's $5,700 on DraftKings. So that's a nice price.
Yeah, it's definitely not bad.
Yeah, but that's it for me.
All right, jump into Sacramento. I'll let you kickstart us on this side.
Yeah, I just don't understand this. I'm going right back to De'Aaron Fox. They dropped his price $500 to $8,500. He just put up over 53 fantasy points, played 40 minutes. He's going to have to be out there playing these kind of minutes if they're going to continue to try to win games. So I'll go right back to him. I love him at that price.
What'd you say his price was?
$8,500.
Yeah, gone. Yeah, he's $9,400 on FanDuel, and I still really like him at that price.
Well, yeah, I was playing quite a bit of him at 9K, and like I said, he just went off against him. And I just think he's definitely going to have to be out there those amount of minutes just to give this team a chance to win.
Yeah, played 40 minutes, had a 33.5% usage rate, and attempted 27 shots.
Yeah. And he's just the fourth quarter man.
Gosh, he is. Yeah, he took over in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, man, he came alive in that fourth quarter. So
yeah,
I will easily go back to Sabonis too. He came down $800. He's $9,300 here. So
yep.
I just don't understand these prices and what they're doing. I guess, like I said, they're just trying to eliminate anybody over 10K, the big pay up options. But I'll go right back to him at $9,300.
Yep, $9,700 on FanDuel. Like I said, shot 5 for 17 in that first game, so he can just pick that up a little bit. Should be good.
Yeah, heck yeah. What's his price on FanDuel?
97.
Oh, yeah. So
you can play him at power forward, though, too.
Yeah, see, that's really nice.
Yeah.
And Trey Lyles, $3,900, power forward center, played a bunch of them the other night, and he shot fantastic, 6 for 8. I don't know that happens again, but I still think at $3,900. I have a lot of interest for the price alone.
Definitely like that on DraftKings.
Yeah, because they're going to want him out there. So,
I actually like both of the shooting guards here tonight, Herder and Monk. They were Keegan Murray only played 16 minutes. They were running a lot of the lineup with Fox, Monk, Herder, Barnes, and Sabonis, just sliding Barnes down and putting Monk in there at that small forward. So if Herder and Monk are going to both be seeing almost 30 minutes tonight, they're only $100 price difference. I think you can look at both of them.
Yeah, I agree with you there, too. Herder's 5K, Monk's 5,100. I think you can just flip-flop these guys in and out of lineups. I do have some interest, though, in Herder just because now that he's down to 5K. He shot only 25% in that first game. 12 shot attempts, only went 3 for 12, made none of his three-pointers. So I just don't feel like Herder's going to do that again. So
yeah.
If you just get a few of those shots going in, man, he's easily 25 fantasy points or more. So I do like the price decrease in 5K. That's nice.
Yeah, definitely. Where are they? Monk is 5,500 on FanDuel. Herder's 5,400.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel like you're going to have a lot of people that just flock to that Monk game going, well, look at what he did in 29 minutes. So them being right around the same price, I kind of like that, you know, maybe running Herter out there more, but
Yeah, I
we'll
just
see.
like I don't mind both of them just because they were running them both out there together last game.
Yeah, I'm with you. So, I mean,
But
they
also,
did.
anything could happen and Keegan Murray comes out and plays 30 minutes tonight and Monk barely plays.
And I could easily see that happen too, because it's always the guys that go off the first game, the second game, it's somebody random that you don't expect and goes off. So, just a last guy I'll hit on real quick, Davion Mitchell, 3,400. He did play 22 minutes in that game. I think they're going to want him out there for his defense, especially on guys like Curry. So, I think the minutes will be there at least, you know, 20, 22 minutes at $3,400. I mean, if he can just get a couple more shot attempts up. That's not a bad price tag. I mean, he put up 14 fantasy points in 22 minutes, but a couple more shots to go in. He could beat that price.
Yeah, he was one of my shot in the dark guys. Played 22 minutes in that first game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If he's going to get minutes like that, especially just for his defense, I don't mind running him out there.
Yeah, like you said, put up almost 15. So, definitely don't mind
Yeah.
risking it.
Yeah, but last guy, Keegan Murray, don't sleep on him. I mean, he went down in price. He dropped $1,600 on DraftKings. He's $4,600. This guy could easily go out here and play 34 minutes tonight and put up 25 fantasy points. So
Yeah.
don't. I'm with you. Like you said earlier, he could easily go out and have a good game. Just because game one they didn't do it doesn't mean it's going to happen here.
Yeah, I'm interested to find out why he barely played.
I mean, he had two personal fouls
I
in the
guess he was
16
one for
minutes,
five,
but.
too.
He was shooting horrible. So, I mean, I don't know. I think, honestly, Monk came in. Monk was hot. I feel like they just started rolling with it. I mean, you had Trey Lyles burying threes off the bench. So I feel like they just had these guys come in and, you know, they were hitting on all cylinders. So they just let them fly. I mean, Trey Lyles went 4 for 6 from 3-point.
Boy, yeah. Keegan Murray
So.
didn't even step foot on the court in the fourth quarter.
Right. So.
Crazy.
But like I said, that could all change tonight. If Lyles and Monk are cold, Murray could go get 30 minutes.
Yeah, definitely, because I mean they had Malik Monk played the entire fourth quarter, but
Right.
he was hitting half his shots.
Yeah, he was on fire, so.
Yeah, so I mean no, definitely don't mind Keegan Murray, 4,600 on FanDuel. That's definitely cheaper than he's been all season.
Yeah, it's just the price alone, man, makes it interesting.
Yeah,
So
definitely.
that's it for me.
That is it for me, which means that is both games on tonight's slate covered.
Yeah, sounds good, man. Good luck, everybody. Love the playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, you can only talk about so much with two games and it being the playoffs, you know, running shorter rotations and everything, so.
Yeah. I mean, I will say the second game is definitely more interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta imagine most of your ownership's gonna go there. So, you know, keep an eye on the ownership projections tonight, and I'm sure you're gonna be able to get some better guys in that game one that. At lower ownership. So you're going to have to get a few of those guys. But yeah, Sacramento Golden State should be another good game.
Oh yeah, that's definitely going to be the focus of tonight.
Yeah, heck yeah. So
Yeah, that it.
yeah, that's it. Good luck, everybody.
Yep, best of luck to everyone. Of course, if you're watching on YouTube, hit the thumbs up, subscribe if you haven't. If you're listening in podcast form, download today's episode, follow us on the platform, leave a rating if you can. Anything and everything is always appreciated. Come check us out on Twitter at 3NKeyPod. That's the number 3NKeyPod. We'll have the injury reports tonight. It's really not much. Anyways, it's really all just comes down to Jordan Poole, but we'll still put it out there regardless. And yeah, that's going to do it. Thank you all so much for watching and listening to another episode of the 3 and the Key podcast.